It's such a good sign when a city has to hire someone to coordinate their arts district. And that's exactly what they've done in my guest, Rebecca Munoz, who is the Artist Market Coordinator for the city's Museums and Cultural Affairs Department. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me, Monica.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here, and it's so neat to know what, well, have some idea of what you do. You're going to give us a better idea. How long have you been on the job?
I've been with the Downtown Artist Market for 5 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started in October, and I took over the position as the Art Market Coordinator, and we are located in Union Plaza District, and we're a one-year program. So new mm-hmm. program, new coordinator, and so it's our first it's my first outing on the radio, too. So,
Welcome. We will be gentle.
Yes.
and you're also a working artist.
Yes, I'm a working artist. I'm a painter. I got my MFA from New Mexico State University in 2011.
Excellent. So mm-hmm. you know how this works from both sides now, which really makes a difference as far as knowing how to access and become a part of these things as a working artist.
Yes.
Well, first, let's talk about what's going on right now in case people have a little time and they can dash down to the Union Plaza District before 1 o'clock. What's happening today?
Today, we're having a Cesar Chavez Day celebration from 9 to 1 p.m. And we're having a special guest in La Semilla Food Center. And La Semilla Food Center is our partner in our effort to open up a farmer's market this coming summer.
Oh, exciting.
So we'll be opening the farmer's market to run concurrently with the artist market. And we'll also have music from a group of local musicians who study the tradition of Son Jarocho, which is a traditional music of Veracruz.
Oh, nice.
So because we're a young program, we're working to bring more programming in
mm-hmm.
So we can offer arts market vendors on site and also have different activities for families to come and enjoy that are free.
I think one of the secrets to success with any endeavor is to be consistent,
yes.
to keep it happening, and to always provide a good spread of activities. And like today, La Semilla Food Center is going to have salsa making demos, and there's also going to be gardening for kids,
yes.
and everybody will go and find something
yeah.
interesting and exciting, and that sense of a party is just so much a part of the experience.
Yeah.
What's your next big event?
Our next big event for the month of April is our Earth Day celebration, and that is a huge celebration that we're throwing with Environmental Services, who has an Earth Day celebration every year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're bringing it down to the art market to expose a different crowd to their celebration.
Oh, nice. So this is their third annual Earth Day celebration.
Yeah, this will be their fourth celebration.
Oh, okay.
Previously, they're at Yarborough. And so they're moving it downtown. Yes.
What a great idea to get the environmental thing happening. Well, you know, what's kind of interesting here, too, is that when it comes to reducing, reusing and recycling and all that, you're basically bringing these two events together
yes.
and reducing any waste in redundancy, getting
yes.
the same audience involved.
Yeah, and introducing a new demographic to the downtown area who might
mm-hmm.
not know about the Union Plaza District. And so we're hoping to bring all of their crowd from their past 3 years down to the arts market and introduce them to our event and also just to the wonderful things that downtown has to offer.
The artist market basically is every Saturday.
Yes.
From what time to what time?
We're open every Saturday year-round from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And it didn't used to be year-round, did it? I think at first
first year it was. The times have changed.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
the time shifted.
The time shifted. It used to be open a little bit later, but due to the fact that we're coming up on summer fairly quickly,
yeah.
it gets really hot after 1
yeah.
o'clock.
So there's the every Saturday event where you have musicians coming out. Now, do you hire all of the musicians or what's the arrangement for people to go and perform?
We do hire performances from time to time, but one of the things that we want to get going at the market is to have street performers or buskers
mm-hmm.
come out. And we've had buskers come out. They play for gratuities.
Okay.
And so that tends to create a livelier market atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
so we're always looking for new artist market vendors to sell their handmade arts and crafts. We're looking for buskers, people who are willing to go out there and play music. And
just leave a tip jar?
And leave a tip jar out.
Nice, okay.
Free to do that. And food vendors, we're looking for food vendors too, especially as we head to open the farmer's market in the summer.
The deadline for people to apply for vendors to apply for the April 20th event has just passed. Has that been extended by any chance?
No, it's not going to be extended. And currently we have over 80 exhibitors and vendors.
You're full up.
So we're pretty full for the space that we're located in.
Do you happen to know what the next opportunity would be to get in? And what are the hoops that vendors have to jump through to be part of this?
For vendors to be part of the artist market on a regular basis, they have to attend a new vendor orientation. And that's the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And they can find out more information about the location of those vendor orientations at our website, which is www.elpasoartsandculture.org. And after that, they're pretty much ready to vend at the market.
And what is the fee?
The fee is very, very minimal. We charge $10 for our artist market card. And on that card, it has five spaces for five Saturdays. And every Saturday, we charge $2.
Oh, my God.
So we're one of
I couldn't wait to ask that question because the answer is so exciting.
Yeah, it's one of the most affordable marketplaces that you'll find here in town.
Have you actually been down there and wandered around and been a part of the market?
I was a vendor last summer. So mm-hmm. I was there a couple of times during the summer. And again, it's very hot. But it's a great space for all types of artists to come and display their work, from mm-hmm. emerging artists to more established artists. And it gets you exposure to families and people who are interested in buying local and keeping their money mm-hmm. in the El Paso economy.
What are some of the things that people will see, some of the wares that artists bring out?
We have artists who do a wide range of crafts and fine art as well. So we have leather workers. We have people who paint, who make wood crafts and carvings. Mm-hmm. We have painters. We have photographers. We have jewelry makers. We have a ceramicist. And recently we're working to recruit more UTEP art students to the market.
Oh, excellent.
We have a couple of UTEP art students who are there every Saturday. They're really dedicated and they sell their ceramics at the market.
Boy, that can make a huge difference to go ahead and take the leap and get your work out there early and start getting a feel for what people will buy and start interacting, learning how to talk it up.
And it's great exposure, especially if you're a young artist who's trying to survive and go to school and make some extra money on the side. And, you know, we're open from 9 to 1. And so that's a kind of a short period of time to be out on a Saturday.
How many of the artists are doing demos or actually working at their booths?
Oh, we have a couple of artists, especially the artists who sell crocheted items.
Well, that's easy enough.
Oftentimes they're crocheting. We have a member of the Woodturners group, David Leaders, and he's often there working on some of his bowls that he makes. And so some of the artists do crafts while they're at their booths. Yeah.
Because those demonstrations, I know for kids, the huge influence it has to just watch what somebody's doing, not just for kids, but really for anyone to see how it's done, it mm-hmm. makes it just delicious. You want to do it yourself.
And it creates this extra value to what you're buying because you see who makes it. Mm-hmm. You see all the work that goes into it and the love that, you know, it does take to make some of these objects.
Yeah. And there's a person right there who can explain to you, you know, this or that group meets every whatever day of the week and gives you a doorway into a new art form.
Yeah. And our artists are always very friendly and they mm-hmm. always share their process with customers and members of the public who come to the market. And so it's a really kind of lively, family-friendly atmosphere that people can enjoy and, you know, get mm-hmm. experience at.
I can't help but get really excited about this because it's the kind of atmosphere and event that for many, many years, a lot of El Pasoans traveled someplace else to encounter this. And so now here we have it right here at home. And it's the thing to do is just go get your cup of coffee and wander around out there and enjoy what's been created locally. I understand that at the Downtown Artist Market for the Earth Day celebration on the 20th, there's going to be an unveiling of a special mural.
Yes, Environmental Services has put together a mural contest, and so they asked for entry entries from different high schools with the theme of recycling and Earth Day. And so one of the high schools who was chosen to create the mural on a roll-off dumpster will be unveiling their project.
Glamorous canvas.
It's glamorous.
Yes.
They'll be unveiling their mural at the Earth Day event. And then the roll-off will be in circulation, so you'll be able to see it around town as it goes and picks up trash.
Hey, that works for me.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank my guest today, Rebecca Munoz, the artist market coordinator for the city's Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, and she's the expert on all things to do with the downtown artist market. If you can get out there before 1 o'clock today, take in the Cesar Chavez Day celebration. And otherwise, Saturday, April the 20th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the Earth Day celebration organized with the Environmental Service Department. For more information on any of the events in the Union Plaza District, call 541-4942 or visit ElPasoArtsAndCulture.org. Thank you so much for coming in, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me.